Hello.
Hey, Sean. Damien from Indie Life Radio. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm working on it today.
Cool.
So how's things going out there in California?
They're going really good, man.
So you out there for new audio recordings, or was it a video that you guys are out there to shoot?
A little of both.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, trying to get this new single going and working on a met with a couple of really good publishers out here and trying to get a few things going with that, and also with my music tour that I'm trying to put together called All That Culture Music of the Americas. So a lot of different things trying to put together out this way right at the moment.
Wow, it sounds like it. I mean, only the brave has got nothing place to go, I guess, but upward.
Thank you.
With what you've got going on. I mean, a former actor, now making it fairly big as a musician. I mean, as far as independent musicians go, I mean, you've got yourself quite a name.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it's been a really awesome, humble journey. I tell all of your listeners out there that, especially if you're in your music or anything to do with media or music, I mean, it's a tough ride, but you know, it's well rewarded when you strive for the perfection that's out there, and especially when you strive for working with the people. I think this is a time now more than ever, not only to be independent but to express yourself. Based on our economy, based on our spiritual impact in the States, you know, versus the world, just based on a lot of different things.
Yeah, I agree with you about the part about this is the time of life and time and musical history, if you will, to be no longer mainstream, but yet coming to indie music. I see that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And more of the mainstream artists, if you will, are leaving slowly but surely.
Well, sure. I mean, the whole paradigm and dynamic of the record company is just, you know, it's not beneficial or cost effective for an artist in these days and times to work in that business model. And so a lot of people have got caught with, I'll give you a great example. You could use the film business, for example. Before it went digital, you had to buy miles and miles of film to make a movie. And now with digital, it's not the same process. So those people that made that film, like Kodak and et cetera, you know, they took it really hard because there was no more need for that service.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you, though, but the artists, you know, they're tired of giving away their money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Tim McGraw goes and sells a CD at Walmart, and it's 1995, and he gets like 15 cents of that.
Yeah, I mean, he might get 30 because he's Tim McGraw, but still, I hear what you're saying. And it's much more rewarding for any person in whatever trade or field you're in, you know, to earn an honest day's pay, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely, you know, and the thing that I love about the indie people is that, you know, you write the music yourself or your little organization or the band and whatever, you know, however you're doing it, because some guys I know, the collaboratives are his buddies outside of the band, and
mm-hmm.
you know, then you go and you record it and you get up there in front of everybody and go, oh my god, are they gonna like it or not?
Sure.
But you're giving the people the chance to decide if it's what they want to hear or not.
Yeah, I mean, it likens to the 70s, you know, when the music was flowing in that direction, you know, with the record companies. You know, at that time it was a different, you know, they were open to the new thing, and it was a wide open territory kind of thing. And it was probably a great time to be an artist, I think. And then they figured out, oh, we can make some money on this, on throwing stuff away. So a lot of the music you hear today, you know, pardon my French, but it's throwaway music. There's no impact. There's no thought
Nope.
about it. There's no introspection. It's just, you know, it's here today, gone tomorrow kind of thing.
One of the things that I know, because I've been on the other side of the record business for a long time, is that you sit in your office and the artist comes into you and shows you a piece of work and it's like, yeah, no, I'm going to put that in the drawer. We're not going to play that this week. By the way, here's the song that America wants you to hear. And that was because some boss of mine up 40 floors above me told me that that's what I'm supposed to tell this guy to sing. You know, and it's like newspapers is the same thing. They're all mostly owned by Republicans, and so they reprint for you what they want you to know. And I don't see that being fair to America, where the independent music movement is fair to America because you give us what you want to give us, and we decide if we like you or not based on that. And Shawn Michael Perry is among many musicians that is being pretty much accepted for everything that they present to us because you do it in such a multi-talented, multi-functional way. I don't know if that has to do with your multinationality. I mean, you're a half-breed of half-breeds. I mean, you know, you have so many nationalities within you and so many different heritages that I'm sure that your mother and your dad taught you about that has led you to where you are with your music today.
Sure. That's why I strive to bring our cultures together to, you know, I mean, that isn't that what it's all about? That's what America's all about. At least that's what I grew up understanding. And it's not a bad thing to embrace people. And ingenuity and hard work comes from that, and respect especially. And I think we as Americans should always remember, you know, why we're here and what we're doing. And yes, we are leaders, and we have great promise, even in these economic times and in the spiritual woes that are out there right now. There's still hope, and I still see children smiling, and I still see people going about their daily business. And so I want to have those memories in my heart and my mind, and I want to share that with people because that's who we are as Americans. Perhaps not the policy that's put out there, but that's who we are, and it reflects in our music more than anything. And really, that's where we've always led with changes through music.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And seeing the United States now with Barack Obama, a half-breed of his own right, now leading this country shows great promise for this nation to come forth and say, okay, so we're a melting pot. Let's let everybody have a chance. I mean, I was kind of scared watching the whole political process this time around as to what was going to happen. The worst scenario for me would have been Hillary Clinton as a president. Well, you know, if you look at it right now, Barack Obama is the president of the United States. Joe Biden is the vice president of the United States. And Nancy Pellegrosi is third in line to become president. God forbid anything were to happen to the other two.
I think we all, as men, have a little bit of not in a derogatory way towards the woman. I think, if you look at culture, back to history of cultures, you know, frankly, with Native American people, which is never really talked about much, the women of the tribes of the societies, you know, had a major say in what happened, you know, from the day to day to every
Cherokee Nation is the same way. The woman runs the whole tribe is actually maternally run, and every time
not to get too out of hand, but you know, most men are just walking around with a hard on. and destroying things, you know, and I think women have a different take on things in that nature, and perhaps they should be given a little more credit.
I have no problem with giving them credit. My problem becomes is that they go through changes every day of the month, you know, because of the hormonal balances and things within women. It's just something within their, you know, it's genetic and it's nothing that they can do about it. That kind of high pressure job of running this entire nation of 3.7 billion people or whatever it is, I just find that to be a little scary that, you know, I mean, can they
Well,
handle that kind
yeah,
of
but then you
pressure?
could look at a guy like Clinton, for example, whose health was really bad because he was munching on cheeseburgers for. So I don't know. You could argue either way,
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I think that's what the beauty about being human is. We have to overcome our intricacies, you know.
Absolutely. I do believe that if any female could run this country, it would be Hillary. And I honestly believe she did for 8 years when Bill was in office.
Well, there, yeah, yeah, I mean, we could even probably say that about a lot of presidents. Anyway.
So, as far as Shawn Michaels and Only the Brave, where are you going? What is the direction you're headed with this? I mean, are you
Well,
going
I just
to.
want to. When I first got into this, it was, wanted to be the first this and the first that. And as I've progressed along with it, I just want to keep working and share the message of equality, to be able to give people an opportunity to express themselves, especially from a cultural vantage point. For example, we're doing a series of concerts out here in Hemet, California, called All That Culture Music of the Americas. And we are performing on June 20th and 21st for Father's Day weekend at
Very cool.
www.ramonabowl.com. And what we're trying to do is bring, that cultural bridge from South America to North America and feature acts such as Santino, who's from Peru, people that are local from this area, like the Rhythm Kings, who are a wonderful, excellent band, have reminiscent sound of Robin Trower, reminds me of that kind of vibe, but Latin guys doing it. We have hip hop, we have traditional music. And it's set in the Ramona Bowl, which is the longest running pageant of its kind in the United States, with the play called Ramona. So
Right.
I'm really excited about that.
Right. I've been to the Ramona Bowl a couple of times for the pageant. I used to live in San Diego for a long time, and it was nothing to just drive up and down the coast and let's just take a leisurely drive to Fresno for the day. It's quite the trip, but I mean, we used to do it, and it was fun, and things. You do what you got to do. Well,
And
hello there,
before
Isaiah.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
Before
my
I finish
grandson
my
just came
thought.
in. So where is Only the Brave gonna continue to go? I mean, are you gonna keep this as a recording production company for Native Americans, or are you going to branch out in any nationality? I mean, so far what
It's a
I
very good
see is
question.
just that you're bringing it to a Native American thing, and I honestly believe that that's a great thing because they need something that they can call their own. I mean, the Native Americans have been pushed around and pushed around and pushed around since they got here. You know, they were the first people here, yet they were the last one to get a right to vote.
Yeah, exactly. And we have great talent and great promise, and we've got casino money that's flowing right now.
Right.
And I think now more than ever is the time to make a move, not just in the record business, but in every facet of the American economy.
Absolutely. I mean, the greatest thing to come out of Native American music so far has been Robbie Robertson, and I love his music. He does a
Yes, wonderful
tremendous
composer.
ghost dance version of the song, and I understand that you do the dance.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's amazing because I there's not many people that have been able to master that, so I hear.
Well, I'll tell you, with back to Only the Brave, and yes, it's going to be an entertainment company and a media company, but it's also my band. It's also my vision, and it's just about standing up and doing the right thing. We can be ambassadors of this great country. We can have better race relations with people in South America. We can spur our own economies with our music and our culture, and we can be a force of monies to be able to help the entire economy of the United States in a time of depression like it is now. And I think that that's what we have to always remember. You know, they call us first Americans, American Indians. Well, certainly. And I definitely believe in tribes, you know, coming upon themselves and helping themselves and doing the right thing and being as sovereign as possible. But in my opinion, we should all be one nation under God, like it says. I believe in that. I believe in America.
I truly agree with you, Sean. I mean, I would love to see more Americans believe in that, but the diversities in the ways of everybody being brought up for centuries in this country, it's hard to break the mold, if you will. But slowly, mm-hmm. I do see that happening. And now with, like I said, Barack Obama being the president was a huge step towards breaking the mold.
Yes, but that also doesn't give any minority or any person or any thoughtful situation a free pass to do whatever they feel. We still have to all work towards the goal, the promise, and I really believe in that. I've never been one to say, hey, I'm an Indian, or I'm part this or I'm part that, and I'm owed this or I'm owed that. Nah, man, just give me the ball and let me see if I can score, you know?
Yep.
That's what I'm all about, being American, and I'm proud of that, because there's a lot of other places in this world where you'll never get the ball.
Oh, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I truly agree with you there.
And you know, I mean, you know, in a nutshell, if in my pie in the sky, I'd like to be able to take this entertainment company and be a force to be reckoned with in the Americas. I'd like to discover and produce talent for the next 10, 20 years as long as I can, and just give people a leg up so they can help themselves, you know, be into that fabric of America. You know, we are also looked upon as storytellers, and I figure, you know, why can't we have an Academy Award, or why can't we, you know, take the market share for the best single of the year? You know, it's all possible.
It is.
But let us not forget first that it's about talent, and it's about writing good songs, and in my opinion, it has nothing to do with color. That comes from the heart.
No. And voice has nothing to do with color either. I mean, you either have a good one or you don't. Yours is exceptional. I wish I could sing like you.
I used to be a singer.
I used to do Southern Rock.
And praise to Sam Cooke and to Steve Perry. Love their music. Also the country music scene. My father was an ardent Ferlin Husky fan.
Yep.
And, you know, if it wasn't country, you didn't bring it in the house. So I definitely have that fabric. And funny to let you know, the song that I have forever, the country remix on the CD, I took it to Nashville, and my father passed away a few years ago, but he'd never been to Nashville, always wanted to go. So I actually got to take my single there. And Mr. Kenny Rogers helped me out a lot to get my single on national radio just by mentioning my name at a function that he was at.
Very cool.
Yeah, man, we did a show together called the Real West Episodes on the A&E channel years ago, and I did voiceovers, and of course he was the main voice for the show and star and whatnot, and got to meet him back then. So, you know, all those years later, the guy gave me a great leg up, you know, and really helped me out in the music business. So it's ironically, I got my real first big notice in Nashville, although I don't really consider myself a country artist. But the song, you know, has a nice country feel to it.
I would say you're more of a country artist, from at least on this CD, than you are a rock artist. Only because you fit kind of the mold of the new country singers that are out there.
Okay.
Hey,
I'll take that, man.
You and Keith Urban, you know, the sound, not the voices, but I mean the music sound similar.
Hey, thank you.
I mean, he's like right on the edge of that rock country thing too, and I find you sit right about that same musical level with him as that.
Well, think about this, America. You know, look at Freddie Fender was all the rage in '72, and yet we haven't had a Latin or a Native American artist, you know, do anything in country music since then.
No, we haven't.
It's like, how come? And I went out to Nashville, man, and it was awesome. And I had a great time out there, and I got to meet people like Pam Tillis and, you know, the keyboard player for Marshall Tucker, and it's just down home, and it feels good. And I had a great time there and made some good inroads with people there. And again, back to work ethic, you know, if you're going to come there to play, you better be ready. I think a lot of people don't understand that the music business is serious.
But one of the things about country music that has always been a sidestep is that the record executives tend to think you need to be a white man in order to be able to sing country music. You know, and I've noticed that, I mean, over the years now. I mean, Freddie Fender was in the 70s. He had a couple of great hits and made himself a pile of money. Charlie Pride was another one.
There's a guy right now that I think is incredible, and he doesn't get his just due. His name's Neil McCoy.
Neil has never gotten his justice, and I agree with you. He is a great talent.
Man, I seen that guy, man, and he just lit the place on fire, man. I was like just jumping up and down in ecstasy by the time his concert was over. He had me just in the palm of his hand, man. He was such a good entertainer.
Yep. I mean, you know, and the last Native American that's come along, Shania Twain. And she's not a Native American. I mean, she's an Indian, and Canadian Indian, but
She understood the people, man. You know what I mean? Because in some ways, Native America is, you know, I'm not trying to put nobody down, but a lot of us are poor. I mean, yeah, we got casinos and we have some money in certain communities and whatever, but as a whole, you know, we got about 90% unemployment on our reservations nationwide.
Exactly. The nations themselves, in a whole, like you said, are in trouble. In Oklahoma, there's only three nations that I'm aware of that are even making enough to break even.
Sure. Now, you do see certain people and individuals who are savvy with their money or whatever, you know, they're doing their thing, and that's part of the American way. But as a whole, yeah, we don't handle our business as good as we could, like anybody else. And it's funny because now the whole nation, in my opinion, is kind of living on the reservation. So,
well,
you know. Welcome many, to my world, man, you know.
Many of them have been pushed back to the nation because they can't make it out in the white world, if you will. I mean, I hate to use the analogy like that, but it really is for them. And they have to keep going back to the nation because they can't make it out there.
And under the circumstances today, it looked like a guy like Bernie Madoff, for example, who would want to go out there and try to make it under that pretense?
Oh.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, really. I mean,
put my money where? Stocks.
Carrying in my underwear, right?
In a can in the backyard, yeah.
It's still a depressed nation, it's still a depressed life, and people like yourselves and Only the Brave Recordings, and as you said, multifaceted entertainment company that it will become, because Shawn Michael Perry has that vision, it's going to do a lot to help with some of these younger kids, 16 and younger, to make it tomorrow.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I've traveled all through the Midwest and the heart of this country, and I've visited with you know, give an example, on the Navajo Reservation by Gallup, New Mexico, hundreds, and I'll say it again, hundreds of bands out there, from everything from hard rock to country to you name it, and they're all just chomping at the bit, man, to make it. I've never seen nothing like it, but when you look at resources that are in the area for those young people to make it, quote-unquote, not there.
Right.
And that's where people like Guitar Hero and the Rock Band really are making their money, because they're offering that feeling, that sense of achievement, through their video games, because a lot of the kids can't even get into town to buy a guitar, let alone, you know. So the rural places and reservations, not just Indian kids, but poor people, more importantly, mm-hmm. is the voice of America, just like Arlo Guthrie was back in the day.
Now, there was a voice for you, and you're right. He did talk about being poor. I mean, the man died with not a penny in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And how could that have happened? But it was, if you look at it, Arlo Guthrie gave away his money to people who couldn't afford, you know. He'd walk into somebody's house because he was in the area and needed to stop, you know, get a glass of water or something, and didn't know how far the next town was, or was lost and needed directions, and see no food in that house. And he'd stop at the nearest grocery store and buy them $100 worth of food and have it sent to them. Mm-hmm. You know, people didn't understand that. A lot of people didn't even know that about him. But
see, that's what this is all about. It's not being on American Idol or, you know, having a huge successful hit, although, you know, it'd be nice, and so on and so forth. But it's about working with the people and getting that joy mm-hmm. on their faces. Just to let you know, I'm working on this concert as we speak, and had a gentleman call me who was just so excited because he, you know, got to be a part of the event. It's not like he's getting a lot of money or he's doing anything that you could put up in lights, you know, but he just wants to be a part of something. And that's what I'm about, is giving people opportunity to be themselves, man.
Right, right. And I, Sean, think that's great, and I've enjoyed talking to you about this. As a matter of fact, your booking agent is calling me right now. JC.
Excellent.
So besides working with the public, what is Sean Michael Perry's passion in charities?
Well, with all that culture music of the Americas, I had a very special opportunity to gift some children in Vardis Parma, Ecuador, musical instruments. So that's another part of it. I want to be able by day to go into the schools and work and teach and share and hook people up with each other when it comes to music and learning different styles. And then by night, you know, work with the adults and hit the casinos and hit the places where people are making and spending money, and show that kind of commerce to other people, and give them that hope that they can also be, like you said, with Barack Obama, a lot of young people now can strive for higher, you know, the bar has been placed higher.
Yep.
And that's what America's all about, whether it's Barack Obama or whoever.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nancy Pellegrosi becoming Speaker of the House gave women the right to think, okay, I can move the bar higher. Now with Barack Obama being the President of the United States, everybody thinks, you know, the bar just got moved higher. And
final thought, my friend, everyone in the whole nation, read your Constitution.
Absolutely. You know, and Indie Life Inc. has become a nonprofit corporation as of this year. Ah. And one of the things that we are going to be doing, and that's surprising that you mentioned what you mentioned, but that is what we're doing, is we're going to be doing festivals and block parties all over the country every month. The block parties will be monthly, and the festivals will be every 6 months. The money raised awesome. From that will be used to create a foundation for allowing children the chance to hopefully find a future through music instead of through drugs, suicide, pregnancies. You know, hopefully we can help the next generation find a ray of hope.
You can.
For themselves.
You will. We do. It works. I'm out there. I make it, you know, I see it every day, you know, and it's not leaps and bounds, but there is progress in that direction.
Right.
And anyone that takes that on is a good people's. And one more shout about Maine, bro. I wrote a story, feature film, which I'm in negotiations with also, about a gentleman by the name of Louis Sock Alexis. And he's the most famous Indian baseball player of all time.
Yep.
And, from out that way, the Penobscot Indian people.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
I know that story. Sean, I really appreciate you taking the time and talking to me today. Indie Life Radio is worldwide, and by the time I get this all set up and aired in a couple of days, what we'll end up, what Sean cool. Michael Perry's about.
Appreciate it. But are we on tape still?
Nope. I just brought it off.
Good. Okay. Hey, yeah, so just, if you could